This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 302, your three-day IELTS master prep plan.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Your exam is coming up in 3 days. What should you do to get the best score? Find out today. What's going on, Jessica?
Nothing much. I am just super focused on like work things and family things. Anything outside of that, I know nothing. I am just really focused right now, but which is good, which feels good. Yeah.
How's Ozzy the
dog? Busy is good. Ozzy, you know, he's Ozzy. He still barks at the mailman. I cannot get him to stop doing that. I've been able to train him really well in a lot of other things, like being on leash and jumping and barking and sounding super mean. But I'm never going to train that mailman thing out of him.
It must be some kind of innate protective quality that he has, a characteristic in his breed or something.
No, because every dog owner that I talk to has like the same problem. Anybody else could, you know, come up to the door, like walk by us or whatever, and he's fine. He just ignores them. But if it's a delivery person, be it FedEx or UPS or anybody bringing packages or mail, it doesn't matter. Even like on the street, if the UPS truck like drives by, Ozzy's like, rah, he goes nuts.
That's funny. Well, it's fun to have a dog around. I wish I had a dog. Someday I'll get a dog, but not now.
Someday. Don't have time for a dog, Lindsay. Let's face it.
That's right. Yeah, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. Maybe soon, but not now.
Someday. All right. So what are we talking? We have some interesting guidance for our students today.
We do. So we are going to put together a custom-made 3-day prep plan, last-minute things to do. Now, this is not meant to be a comprehensive plan, guys. I mean, we know that nobody can really prepare thoroughly and well for the IELTS exam in 3 days, but this is kind of what to do the last 3 days before your exam, right, Jessica?
This is assuming that you've already put in all the hard work.
Yes.
Right? Good. So what made me think of this morning I was teaching, I was doing a Skype lesson with a student from our course, and her test is on Saturday. And this woman has worked so hard. Okay, she's come so far, and this is the second VIP class that we had together. And so we did a speaking, like a mock speaking with feedback last week, and I told her like really specific things to work on. And today in the mock speaking, she did all of them. Everything that I asked her to work on, she did. Like, she could not be more ready. And so, you know, I was saying like, so how are you feeling? Are you, you know, don't prepare too much right now. There's just kind of relax. And she said that she's been sitting down and writing out both essays every day. And it's getting to be really boring because she knows all the vocabulary and linking words so well. And I was like, okay, this is what I'm telling you. You have done 110% of the work.
Yeah.
You're good. It's good that it's boring because it's just natural now. That's great. Don't do any more.
I love that. I love that when the skills become natural. At that point, she can walk into the exam and perform, and she knows that her anxiety won't tip her over.
Exactly. Because of course she's going to be nervous, guys. We're all nervous in these situations, but she has these things to fall back on. She has the personal advice from me to fall back on, these tools and strategies that she's memorized and practiced again and again from the course. And in fact, practiced so much, they're like second nature now. So she's good. So anyway, talking to her, that's what really made me think about this. So yeah, this plan, guys, if you haven't started preparing and your test is this week, this plan won't help you.
No, I mean, I do get emails from students sometimes who have something like 2 weeks or 10 days and they ask me if the course is right for them, and I turn them away because honestly, guys, you do need, most people need a minimum of 30 days. I mean, that's our 30-day plan.
Definitely.
And also we, you know, we respect people who plan ahead and we don't want last minute people in the course.
Yeah, guys, if you can allow 60 days for yourself, that's really the best. That's really the best. Even some of our students who signed up for the 30-day plan, going through the plan, they realize about halfway through, they're like, this is a lot to know. I need to practice this in as much depth as I can. You know what I mean? Like part of studying something is learning what you don't know, right? Like learning how much further you need to go. Because when you start preparing, you don't know what's missing. So I've talked to a couple students in our course who about halfway through, they're like, I changed my test date so I can do the 60-day plan.
Good.
I'm like, that's excellent. Yeah. Now, like, you're definitely going to be ready, right?
I love that. I mean, this is not a cheap test, right? This is $200+. I mean, we're just going to, I don't know why people are in such a rush. Well, I guess I know there are deadlines, there are applications and things like that, guys. But if you're making a big life change like this, it's all about planning ahead.
Yeah, totally. Definitely. And this is huge, guys. I mean, if you're planning on immigrating or studying in another university, you don't plan that a month before. No. And you should know that IELTS is part of that, right? And that has to be included in this, you know, sometimes year-long preparation plan to change your life. So definitely 2 months, I think, is like the optimum. Okay, so assuming you guys have done the work, you've put in the 2 months of prep, the 1 month of prep, which is also very possible, by the way. Your test is on Saturday. All right. It's coming up on Saturday and it's the beginning of the week and you're starting to freak out like, oh my God, this is really happening. It's happening this week. What do I do? So just the 3 days before the exam, guys, I think a lot of teachers tell you, like, don't do anything with English. Okay. Just get your mind off it. But, and I've said that before too, but working with more and more students in our course and realizing what hard workers you guys are, you would be uncomfortable not doing anything IELTS related the 3 days before the test. So this is my best advice, guys. on Wednesday, go ahead and review the four modules. So if you're in our course, for example, I tell you to watch all the recap videos that happen at the end of each module, sort of telling you where people go wrong, what the most important advice is. Okay. And there's always a little like encouraging pep talk in there as well.
Yeah.
So watch those review videos, right? Remind yourself how much work you've done. Like, you know this. And go ahead and do a writing test practice. Sit down for 60 minutes. Before you do your writing test practice, look at the checklist, look at what you need to focus on, and then 60 minutes, write the two essays. When you finish, use that checklist again, go back and just proofread. Make sure you've hit everything that you're supposed to.
Right. And at that point, you're using the strategies that you've learned in the writing module, hopefully, so you understand what you're proofreading for and all of that.
Oh, yeah, because we go into all of that in the modules, guys, step by step. So first you plan, then you write, then you check. Of course, we think writing is the most important part. I get that. But the planning and the checking, it's those two little bits of time that really raise your score. So I do tell you exactly what to do in both of those steps to raise your score. So that last checking piece is fully covered. You know exactly what to look for. Okay. And
awesome.
Raise your score.
Love it.
So work with the checklist, do one test, do a review, and that's enough. That's it. That's a couple hours of practice. That's good.
Okay. All of the advice we're giving you in today's episode will work under one assumption. That is the assumption that you have prepared with a full daily study plan for a minimum of 30 days. We have a 30 or 60 day study plan that will show you exactly what to do to get ready for this exam. Guys, the IELTS exam is not easy. It's expensive to take it and you don't want to take it more times than you need to. To get our study plan, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
And then on Thursday, you can do a speaking test practice. And again, approach this the same way as the writing, right? So have a little review of the vocabulary notebook you've built up, the advice from the course about what the examiner wants, and just have a short little checklist for yourself. Like, this is what's most important for me to focus on in my speaking test practice. You can do this by yourself in front of the mirror. You can do this with a friend. Doesn't matter. Whatever is gonna give you the most confidence, really.
Yeah. Yeah. At this point, it's just kind of keeping, maintaining that confidence and being mentally ready. Love
it. Yeah, exactly. So built into this is reviewing your vocabulary notebook. In the course and the study plan, we do help you build up the vocabulary notebook. I tell you exactly what resources to use, even going as far as telling you how many words to choose. It's really specific. Okay. So the vocabulary you build up in our course or by yourself, it should not be too long because you can't memorize 100 words and use them. That's like impossible. So we give you two lists of words in the course, the natural vocab for speaking, the academic vocab for speaking part three and writing. So those are part of your vocab notebook. But then you're accumulating these like slang and idiom phrases from the YouTube videos or movies. All right. Yeah. So go ahead and review that one last time just so you remind yourself. And again, that's just like building confidence, really.
Definitely.
And that's good. So Thursday is just about reviewing vocab and doing one speaking test.
Cool. I like that. And also there are lots of free, if you guys aren't in our course, you know, we are referring a lot to the course today. That's because the course is actually what you need to get the score you want.
When I picture the person using this plan, I picture a student who has done everything I've asked them to do, sort of.
Yeah.
Because or else it won't work. Like need to put in a lot of work before
now. Exactly. Yeah. That's the point. I mean, if you haven't gone through a clear strategy-based study plan, then 3 days before the test, you're really in a lot of trouble, guys. So that's why we're aiming this more towards people in our course, because we know that our students do listen. But if you guys want to get into the course, just a side note, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. But we do have a lot of video, vocabulary episodes, of course, on our blog at IELTS.allearsenglish.com too, but we don't have the study plan there. So anyway.
Yeah, no, of course not. Yeah. We have so many great resources on our blog though, guys. So that's definitely the place to start. Okay.
Yeah.
And then Friday, and here's where I tell you to do nothing. Here's where I ask you to go to happy hour with friends and get a good night's sleep, because there's nothing you can do one day before the exam that will change your score. Right?
Ice cream. Right.
Yes. Yeah. Or ice cream. Ice cream should be part of the happy. Let's combine those. Yeah. I'll have a glass of wine and an ice cream sundae. That's
me too.
Sounds perfect. So perfect do world. Something you enjoy, you know, just anything to get your mind off of the test. If you try and do too much IELTS stuff, too much practice the day before, you're going to wind up hurting yourself. I promise you. I promise you it's detrimental. It saps your brain.
Yeah. And even if you were maybe, for example, in high school, college, graduate school, you were like a crammer, like a late night crammer, that style is just not going to work for IELTS, because you're needing to learn strategies and kind of internalize them and practice them until they feel natural, just like the student we were talking about before. And you cannot do that the week before or the night before. You just can't do it, guys.
Yeah. IELTS, as they say, right? It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And that's exactly true here. No, I was a crammer. Tests in like subject specific classes are fine with that. It's just rote memorization. That's great.
Right.
Those techniques don't work here. This isn't about memorizing dates and numbers or whatever. You know, this is huge. Like, language is enormous. And if it's an English proficiency test, I mean, oh my gosh, there's so much that goes into that. So yeah, definitely a marathon.
Awesome. Yeah.
So guys, hopefully you are not at a panicked stage when you reach that last week. And the only way to be able to use this last 3-day plan, the only way to feel confident and relaxed going into that last week before your exam and on exam day is putting in the work. And like we said, guys, 1 month to 2 months is really like the prime target here.
Yep. And so if your exam is coming up in the next 6 months, guys, just take note of that and write out your schedule. You know, when are you going to get into the course? When are you going to, which plan are you going to do? The person who's organized and well-prepared in life just wins. We know that.
Every
right?
time.
Not just, that's who wins. So let's make you guys winners and let's do this right. So guys, to get into our course, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Cool. Excellent. Good stuff. Good stuff today. Very solid.
Yeah, I felt very solid today. This was good. I think we did a good job here today, Jessica, and we will be back next week.
All right. Awesome. Sounds good. See you then.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.